Hey, good morning. Wow. Today is a Monday. The time's now 2:43 a.m. See, I'm sorry, 6:43 a.m. The show you're listening to is Ron Smith's Star Talent Showcase Children of the Light. Today is August the 12th. And I'm thanking God for waking me up this morning. I really do appreciate that. Good job, God. I am giving a shout out to Pastor Dr. Maureen Rush, Children of the Light, Sister Baptiste, Johnny John, and the rest of the members of Children of the Light Ministries that volunteer for the food pantry. Almost every single, well, not every day, but the pantry is open from Mondays, Wednesdays, Thursdays. Oh no, it's not open Thursdays. That's a mistake. That's a mistake. I needed to tell you that. They're not open on Thursday, but they open on Friday and they open on Saturday. Get there about 12 o'clock in the afternoon. Address is 1171 East 59th Street between Flatlands and Avenue J. We want to take this time out to talk to you very briefly. First, let me say my scripture. Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Yeah, you want your cup to run over? You really do? Well, make sure you give a donation to Children of the Light Food Pantry. They really need your help. Those trucks need gasoline in order for them to run, to bring you the food. Anyway, so I had the privilege of going out to Mount Olive Pentecostal Church, located 111-52, and there on Van Wyck Expressway near Linden Boulevard in South Ozone, Queens. The pastor of that great assembly is Pastor Brown. Okay, and he had the bishop there with him as well. Bishop spoke very well and everybody was jumping and shouting. Now, I was exhausted for some reason. I did not get hardly any sleep, and I was falling asleep in church. I really didn't mean to fall asleep in church. I really didn't. But it happens for some reason. I forgot to bring all my stuff because from there I was going to go to the beach. Isn't that something? I was going to have a nice time, but I wasn't able to. I was so exhausted. And I have to do something about this sleep, not getting enough sleep, being worried, being stressed out. I wanted to help a good friend of mine with their fashion show and trying to get sponsors for the fashion show. And the person just turned on me, really. Felt that I was taking advantage of them. Well, now, I want you to let you know something. These events that people do, we need sponsorship. I work with Children of the Light Food Pantry. As you know, it's a charitable organization. We try to include charity organizations such as the AIDS awareness, and we try to work, I would like to work with Toys for Tots, and the kids are getting ready to go back to school. There's an organization that gives the children backpacks and pencils and pens and notebooks for school. And Fashion Week was coming up, and I don't mind helping somebody, okay, with their event, but you're asking me to bring my camera equipment, which is me working, really, and I need to be able to help raise and donate money for a charitable organization, as well as put money in the pocket too. Look, get back to me. You guys know my email. That's it for me. I'm signing off. Hopefully I can sign on later on today. If not, you'll hear from me another day. Take care. I'm Ron Smith. The show you're listening to, Storytellers Showcase. This is episode 33, because the service episode 33 yesterday just didn't come out the way it was supposed to. Take care. Thank you.